Gemara Vayter. The Mishnah had said, you made a neder on Shvius, then, you're allowed to eat the fruits that stick out, you can't go into the field. But Gemara, the peri defkeira inun arnami afkara. So here it's interesting. The gears is here is very significant. We have the gears in the Gemara arnami afkara. So let's see it around. Arnami Rachmona Afkarei. Rachmona Afkarei. The Ran adds a word. Ploimar, Lakitas Paris, Plomalier Lesaicha, Luka Parisel. The Torah was Mafkarit, Ploimar Lakitas Paris, Plomalier Lesaicha, Luka Parisel. The Torah was Mafkarit. That's the Gears of the Ran. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, Arnami Afkara. So the truth of the matter is it's very, very significant because Kiyadua, there's a Mechas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Pei Dalid is Mesupik on Shvius, or Shvius already. In Shvius, the Mitzvah in Shvius, you have to mafka your field. You have to mafka the fruits. So is that what the lashon that's used is afkaita de malka. Is it pshat that shvius is hefker no matter what, or is it pshat you have a chiyuv to be mafker it? But if, let's say you're not mafker it, you put a big lock on the door and don't let anybody in, then the parents aren't hefker. The nafkamina might be legabe chiyuv chumas and maestras. If we say that it's hefker, by definition, or what they call afkat the malka, which means kilkosh baruch was already mafkrit, which got out of that lashon that they use is really not so precise, because when the gemara, they realize the lashon of gemara afkat the malka, and over there, the gemara mamtzia, there Rashi doesn't say that to mean that you were actually, that the Torah was mafkrit. Just means that Rashi is a chiyuv to mafka, whatever. That lashon of kait malka, which is thrown around, is not really precise as a raya. Hakapanim. So again, the pshat. If we say the pshat is that it's hefker by itself, and elma, if I lock the door, I'm over, I'm stamaganim because it's hefker, but betzim is hefker, and therefore it's part of drumas ma'isers. If you say that. Then no, that betzim I have to mafker it, and if I lock the door, then I wasn't mafker it. It's not hefker. Perishri is not hefker by itself. So this is a big machlokes, and this is one of the main machlokes in Shvius that comes up, and that the machlokes the Rishlayim and Bnei Brak, and betzim it starts with the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, huge machlokes. By Paris Nochri. What's the din by Paris Nochri? There's huge arichas in the Chubis and the Afkas Reichel and the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, from the things like Chof, Simon Chof, Simon Chof, hey, whole bunch of Chubis back and forth between him and the Mabit, him and Marit. It's a whole Tutzach over there. And every Shemitah, you look at the years, every Shemitah, the fight broke out again. It was a whole history about this. But the bottom line was, one of the questions was, there's really two questions. One is, you have to take off Maestris on Paris Nochri. You have to take off Chumas and Maestris. So Minig Rishlayim was that Paris Nochri does not have Kedusha Shvius, and you have to take off Maestris, because the guy is not mitzvah to be mafkerit. And we don't say it's hefker by itself, because that's an afkamin. If we say that it's hefker, if we say that that's hefker by itself, so who cares if the guy wasn't mafkerit? Ma'is is hefker. So if you don't have to take a chumas ma'is, the Beis Yosef says, no, you have to be mafkerit. And if you're not to be mafkerit, It's not hefker, and the guy is not mechuyitim hefker, so it's not hefker. So Paris yivul nachri, we call yivul nachri, the produce of a guy. Yeah, they've chosen some eisers. Kuntin chaznish and neibrak. And also the flip side of that, we're not getting into the whole chesma of that. That's not a gate to our sugi. Is the guy beware that has klusha shvius? That's even more negaya. You have to be noig with Paris shvius with Paris nachri with klusha shvius. Akabanim. So my bit brings a rye from our Gemara. My bit says that it's hefker. It's hefker by itself. It brings a rye from our Gemara. The Gemara says that Rechman Afkere. But my, there is no such Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Rechman Afkere. The Ran's Gemara is Rechman Afkere. The Gemara just says our Nami Afkere. That could mean that the guy was Mafkere. He's a law-abiding citizen. So he was mafkered. He did what Torah said to do. You don't necessarily see in the Gemara that it's hefker by itself. Agapon, but this is one of the Gemaras that had to do that whole controversy. What's the din? The very basic question, the whole shvius, is it hefker by itself or pshat zechiv to be mafkered? Lemais. Oh, okay. Now says the Gemara. Amarula b'med ba'im din ilonais ala gvulin. If shemel yalkamayim agzer shem yishe ba'amida. So here's an interesting discussion in the Rishayim. What the Gemara says, Rashi says the Rana. Our nami, fine. Oh, so the Ran says, what's it hefk? What's the ara hefk for? Lukitas Paris. Okay, so you should both go and take the Paris. What does Ula say?
The
field is hefker. You're allowed to go on the field for the purpose of taking the fruits. But if you have a tree, it's on the gvul, and the fruits are hanging outside. You're not going to, if you have another eitzah to get the fruits, then you have no right to go into the guy's field. So if the tree is in the middle of the garden, yeah, then okay, so you're allowed to. But the Mishnah's talking about when it's not in the middle. That's what the Ran says. That's Ula saying. And Shimon Yochum says, it's a gzeira, Shem Yishba Mida. Says the Ran, Shemokha Ful Laki Lonish, Bam Sasad Layer in Seicha, in the case of with the guy made a nether. The Ned, the Medina Shari, the Arachman Afkara, Mishum Gzeira also. The Afka of the Hoch Gazrinon, Shem Yishba Mida. Leel Gabi Chaylo, like Gazer Shmuel. Hashem Yishu b'Yeshiva, al b'mid loy gazer, im kein litzel of akray. Right before you allowed to be makach chayla, we just not allowed to sit. And I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to sit because maybe you'll be masha. Has amount of time mishum dechim the derech mevakel leishem, va'atam atzricha lamoi. That's normally come visit someone, you sit down, and they were matzul the guy to stand. So Mel is a hacker. It's like hey, Yishu b'mida. He's not going to overstay his welcome. Alhacham Maya Kerisle, ain't derech lelukoid as a Paris El Bamida. There's no reason. It's not the Hanach is you should be sitting, and now you're standing. Okay, so you'll realize that you're batsim. You shouldn't be. You're not supposed to be here, Bechlal. So you're gonna finish your business and leave. No, because here by normally fakered, how you like a Paris by standing. So Mela, there's no hacker. If there's no hacker, there's a gzeira. You might come to unlock the Paris. Now. There's a shayla over here. What about eating the pears? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Gezer shemish b'amida la'ach she'ochal oimid loy l'sham k'masanim nechosim la'ach she'ochal." It's mavur in Rashi. It's mavur in Rashi that the heter to go into the guy's field is not only to gather the pears, even to eat the pears. Which is a very strange thing. Mechtesi, the fruits are hefker. You allowed to take the fruits. Okay, so you allowed to go in the guy's field, take the fruits. Otherwise, the whole thing is a big joke. right? Mechtes, you should sit there and party and start eating the fruits. So the Rosh Taka says, not like that. The Rosh says, Shem Yishba Mi, the Yoyis Mechtes, Sarach Lakitas Paris. The Ram is also mashma like that. But it's nice, not only Rashi, and the Ram is also like that. The Ram says, in the Dor of Bavi Gimel, Also, the Reuven lecho the Paris Snei Shimon. I feel with Shvius Shalkel Hefker. Sharei Lefnei Shimon. Okay, etc. Made it. Another Bishvius. You need the Paris that are sticking out. You shouldn't go in. Yizera Shema. He passes like Rav Shimon Yaakov. Yizera Shema Yisha Sham Achar Sheyaychal. Lefkira Oisa Taira El Kol Zman She Paris Besaricha. So Ram Olson regards. Efkira Oisa HaTaira, like the Ran's Gersa, hung upon him. But it's very interesting that the heter to go into the guy's field to collect the fruits allows you not only to collect the fruits, but even to sit there and eat the fruits. Which I would have said, Mesvar, that it's not Mechtesi. You gotta collect the fruits, take the fruits, and leave. Right, you have to have a picnic in the guy's field because the fruits are Hefkir. But it's not just the Rash, you know, Farish and Doram, you know, it's my Saramba. Saramba. Okay. Talk to Mishnah. Hamuda no Michaberoi. Loyashulenu, Loyishalimenu. Loyilvenu, Loyilimenu. Loyimkaloi, Loyikachimenu. Look the Rash. Loyashulenu, Mudar, Lamadir, Marm Farish Taima. So the mudar, right? And mudar amachaveh, the one that can't get ana, he's not allowed to lend the madir, which doesn't make any sense, right? Because the mashal is the one that can't get ana. He's not getting ana by mashal his things. Well, yishal menu mudar mimadir. That's pasha damasani today. He's borrowing his drill, so he's getting ana. Shail Shaykh Midi the Hodabane, Kibhaim of Kalim, Alva Shaykh Midi the Hodabane, Kavois Mars. So the Mishnah says both things. Layishlamanu, Layashilanu, Layishlamanu, and also Layavenu, Layavilmanu. You're not allowed to borrow money from him, and you're not allowed to lend him money. Layimkaloi, Laykachimanu. So all these three things are also both ways. In fact, Gemara Bishlam Layavenu. Again, the mudar cannot borrow money. Kamhanile. The madir. Oh no, I'm going to change the gears. Mishlam layalve mimenu. I mean, the mudar can't be borrow money from the madir. Likhimenu, Belishimenu, he's going to all together. All these three things he can't do. The klaimar, mudar, madir. But the Kamasanim and A, Mishmach Yasser. Elo, lo yil vemimenu, my Kamhani lay. Right? Mishlam yil vehemenu, vleika hemenu, the Kamasani lay mine. More specific, lo yishal, hemenu, my Kamasani mine. Kisigmore asks, why is it both ways? We understand that the Mudir can't benefit from the Madir, he can't borrow from him both money and objects, and he can't buy from him. If he's getting hana, why can't he loan the guy money, etc.? Okay, so Chanina going shenadu hana zem mizeh. The Mishnah is talking about there was a double net. Each one was mudah for the other one, and obviously makes sense that each one can't be netted for the other guy. Ba'i says no gezera lishal mishum hashel v'chein mekula gezera. Says the Ran. Nearly the mashmalay the masnisin bezvina harifa. Shemochi mashmalay hachi. Vemuki la bezvina deram elape. Lifrechipra. In other words, says the Ran, when it comes to a sale, it depends what type of sale it is. I think we had in the beginning of the parak. No, we had the right. whether or not a mudah anah is allowed to buy something from the madir, is it called that he had anah? Depends what type of sale it is. If it's something that it's hard to get, right? Then the moicher is doing the lekeach a favor, then it's aser. If it's something that's you get anywhere, then he's not doing him a favor. Right? So the Gemara says, we understand why the Mudr can't buy from the Madir. We just don't understand why the Mudr can't sell to the Madir. Obviously, we're talking about Azuna Harifa, where the Meicher is the one that's doing the Lokeach, Kilo a favor. It's something that's a product that's hard to get. And Mela, he's doing him a favor. The Meicher's doing him a favor. The Mukla was in the Ramel Ap of Lifra Chipcha. Inami, Mizvina Mitziyasav, Latikshale, Midi, the Mecher. So we could have said Mizvina Mitziyasav, then both of his Asr. Right? We could have said that. It's really Kikhech, the Behandi, Tani Mikami Ha. Tani Lashlenu, Loy Venu, Loy Mani Midi, Yachanami, Bo Yimkaloy, Loy Mishani Midi. So in other words, it's true that regarding Mechira, we could have had an Eitzah to explain. That admission to a certain type of mechira, a certain type of mecher, where they're both being behind each other, and therefore it's both ways. But it's not going to help us for Yelvenu and Yashilanu, because there the hanah is only one way. So we assume that that's the case of mechira is really equal to the case of Sheila and Halva, where the hanah is one sided. So Meila, the Gemara asked the Kasha on all three of them equally, and we're going to have one Tarot that's going to answer all three Kashas. Amar B'Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kagoyim, Shenodru, Hano, Zemize, Chitayim, Emkain, Maik, Mashmalon, Chor, Efek, Dena, what's Rishkoich? They don't know Zemize, so then they can't do both ways. What's the chiddush? Here, the sasim lo kavas dam mevitur asim mudar no. V'af gav kara sasim lo kavase says us. So he's saying over here that this is called vitur. V'af gav kara sasim lo kavase berish pirkin kamash munchal hani nami legriya mevitur v'asir ler blazer. That these things, barring something that's only gather of vitur. That's the whole chiddush over here. Abayi says gzera lishal mishum lahashal. Chen kul gzera. Mishmoch esrin anami limkar loy otu lichamenu. Vavka esnan leil perik megnal in darim shen yinen mi Yisrael. Lakech b'yeser meichem b'pachos. She saw nen on li lakech b'pachos meichem b'yeser. Let's a guy answer hana from all Jews. Yeah? Ein yinen mi Yisrael. So then, how can he live, right? So he's saying he has to always pay more than the price, and therefore he's not getting enough, he's overpaying. And the opposite, he says, Yisrael Nenim Li, then everyone, Lekech Bepachas, if he wants to buy, then he has to, if he doesn't, if they shouldn't get enough from him, he has to underpay. Hamir Allah Basugin, Kalel, the Chol Hechid, the Havazrina Harif, Ashari Muda Limkor Lamad, the Legazrina. Because the Rambam, so why don't we say that there should be a gzeira of zvina charifi otu regular zvina? Just like we're saying over here, we're going to the madar to the mudar, mudar to the madar. We're making the gzeira. So why are we making the same gzeira over there? Because the Rambam, the Hasam Kivin, the Mekul Yisrael, not the lug zvina Allah, the gazvina Allah, matzuchin alei lahanes levichavim chichle milsa. So there, we don't want him to have to go buy it by the guy. They'll be a pain in the neck. And therefore, over here, they didn't make the gezerah. Avkan, she'en osar, ela, nos chaber, vavad, motzul, mekim, Allah, the milsa, over here, big deal, so he'll borrow a jewel from a different neighbor. The male over here, they made the gezerah. The next point there is also an important point. In time of Vafilu b'mudah hanah mechaber b'levat ral kamon perkashut fenareni alecha cherim hamudah aser mashma v'madu loy amay havele misni shnei masurim mishum gzeira. So then we have a case in the Mishnah where it's only the guy who was mad enough from his friend. We don't make the gzeira. So why that? Why in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, we say we're gazrin the madu after the mudah, mudah after the madir. Why don't we say it over there also? Here Ran says a very important insight. Yishleim lav kushi. Chizrin hacha hani mili bahani bulchud d'tinim masnisin. The mashmul inshi the litzeru v'mudr ano v'avle mudr l'madir. If the mudr is going to be mahana to the madir, even though there's really no problem, then people asinam l'mishka luhu mimadir. No, these things in our Mishnah are things that people don't think really necessarily that these things are called hana. And therefore, there's room for a gzeira. Because if people will see that the mudr, the one that can't get hana, is being mahana the madir, then people will say it's because this is not called hana. Right? People don't have who's the one that's also from the other one. So people say, okay, this is not called hana. This is not called hana. That's why they're doing it. Mamela, the reverse that we mounted also, there's room for a gezeira. Something that's really not clearly hana, there is room for a gezeira. And therefore they answered the madir getting enough from the mudr, because then they might come, the mudr might get enough from the madir. Mashenkin, when something which is a vada hana, clear hana, then there's no reason for a gzeira. People say that people won't mistakenly think that this is not called hana. Zot the Mishnah. Amaloi hashileini parascha. Amaloi ain't a panuya. It's not free. Ama kainim sadai shani chayrish ba. Loilam. Imhoi dark lachroish. Who asur v'chaloi v'mutarim? Imhoi dark lachroish. Who v'chaladam asurim? Zot the Ran. Kainim sadai shani chayrish ba. Shoyl amar kach l'chaveroi. Mitech shakas olav. He got mad at him, he didn't want to lend him the cow. So he said, he made a neder that he's not going to be nana from the cow. He's not going to be chayrish this field forever with this cow. Then a guy ended up giving him the cow. He loaned him the cow. So now it depends. If the derech was that he plows his own field, says the Ran, the Shkimat Shul Chayrish, Eim Mashmoyes L'Shayne, El Chayrishas Nuvat. Now, Pasha, we're tying up, what did he mean when he said, I'm not going to be Chayrish? You mean that he himself is not going to be Chayrish? In that case, someone else could use that cow and be Chayrish as field. If he himself usually does the plowing, so then we say he answered himself from doing the plowing. But the main dark lachrish, who v'chol masurim, shlein iskav lachrish asay, even shlein dark lachrish. El, what was his kavana? El shlo yehene b'charish asay echaben. If he doesn't do it, he wasn't doing it himself. El, my, what he meant to say is, I won't benefit from the charish of this para. So it doesn't make a difference who's the one that's doing the physical charisha. Even if his friend does it, it's a problem. Up the Ran, Hoyche Tzachemveni, Rogel Etzloi, Rebus Kamashmo, Nafka the Rogel Etzloi, Makifai Tadir, Loy Amin and Shlichusei Kavit. Koshkin Imloy Amal Laadam Yuchid, Eldam Kalzan, and Mafsid, Shari, he's Bergamadir. Bov Neitlim Mizet, the Chemveni goes and gets reimbursed from the Madir, Imrotza Kamar. So in other words, the Mishnah is a little bit misleading, says the Ran. Because the Mishnah is bo neitli menu, it sounds like the Chemveni has a right to be Teveya, the Madir. Says the Ran, no. Imrotzakam, Dafagav de Besayf, neitli mezev, that Taibachi, you know, between me and you, everyone knew that this was just a fake. But it has to be, though, that we're treating it real.
Lavshli chusai kavid,
If the halacha would be that he could be teveihim, then what that means is that it's shlichusai kovid. I mean, when I come to the chevni and say I got a problem, this guy can't feed this guy, yeah. That means, and so obviously, when I'm telling him the guys he should feed the guy, and I'm gonna pay him back. Then, if he could be teveihim me, that means we're looking at it as mamash shlichus. I'm telling him you do it, and I'll reimburse you. Elamai, but then it would be a problem. Shlichus would be aser. So since it's mutter, it must be they can't really be teveihim. It just means Elisa, he could go and collect it because it wasn't direct hana. So Mishnah gives all the cases, similar cases. So it's interesting because in this case, the Rosh, what does the Rosh say? Urcha de Milsa, yeah? Mudim Chlev, Ein Lema Yaychal. Mishnah says, Ein Lema Yaychal. So the question is, Rosh said, Urcha de Milsa. Even if the guy has Malachal, you're allowed to do this. But it's not something that, it's not a heter b'daychak that we're letting you do this. It's not the period. That's what the Rosh says in this case. Let's go on. What does Mishnah give other cases? It's a guy, he has to have a house built. Yeah? How you base a live nice? Gidra Ligdar. So there Ligdar. Halachets of Pile of Amarish playing in Buddha Mene. No, same story. Vene de Malamasa. Vene I see my Ubonai and Scham is that. Second case. Says the Ran Lezo Afzuktani. Reish Ashmin Lutzarech Mazain is Shari. Save Kamash when the Philotzarech Binyan Basim hit there. So this is a chiddush, even for the sake of building a house, they're matir. Says the Mishnah Vayter, third case, Haymalchem Derech, Vayelam Ayaychal, Noisin Lacher, L'shematan, V'Allah, Mutter Bar. Meimo Macher, V'nichal Sela, Ayal Ged, Evayim Arehem of Karim.
That
when the Mishnah says Eilam Ayaychal, it's Dafka. In the first case of the Chemvini, the Rosh said, Urcha de Milsa Nokat Eilam Ayaychal. But in the Seifa, where they're Mahalcha Mederech, the Rosh says, Eilam Ayaychal is Dafka. Eilam Ayaychal. So what's the Chiluk? The chiluk that people explain is it's very simple. In the ratio, saif ka saif, the guy is getting, the mudr is getting the chemini stuff. So over there, it's less harama, because the ma'aseh he's not getting the stuff of the madir. The chemini is laying it out, and he's gonna get reimbursed. So it's far a better case of a Rama. Shekin in the Seifa, the Holchem Mederech, yeah. There he's giving it to someone else, you know, money laundering. He's giving it to the guy, and then he's gonna get. But it's really it's his thing. It's his object that's gonna end up by the Mudr. Kolshke in the Seifa where it's mamish his, where it didn't even go to someone else first. He was mafkarit. And so over there maybe with all there the only matter it since it's more of a Rama, the only matter it when it's Eilam Alecha.